next item is conditional use 1651 Jeff Hamer Oasis Property Development LLC.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1651, although I wasn't present at that public hearing, I have had the opportunity to review the tapes of that hearing as well as the exhibits that were presented, and based on that, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
And, sir, concerning conditional use 1651 Jeff Hamer Oasis Property Development LLC, my recommendation is for that the commission approve. That's not the word.
No.
Recommend.
Recommend approval.
Recommend
That's
approval yeah. of this application based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed development is in accordance with the 2003 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Two, it is located in the designated development district where future growth is directed. Three, the development will be served by Sussex County Sewer and by a central water system. Four, the proposed density of 3.9 units per acre is consistent with nearby developments, both existing and proposed. Five, the site is consistent with the development patterns recognized in the state of Delaware proposed strategies for state policies and spending, and is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area. Six, the proposed development provides for passive and active recreation facilities as part of the residential development, and that physical amenities will be provided, including a swimming pool, pool house, and tot lot. Seven, the character of the area is appropriate for the proposed development. There are existing residential developments located nearby, including a manufactured home development and a development approved for townhouses and duplexes. This provides for proper land use planning in the form of infilling of nearby properties. Eight, that adequate central water and sewer and county sewer facilities and capacities are available, and there will be no adverse impact on nearby properties, and adequate utility services exist. Nine, natural resources will be conserved and there will be no adverse environmental impact. A small area of federal wetlands will be undisturbed. And that this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of dwelling units shall be no more than 32. Two, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal pathway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. Three, recreational facilities and amenities, including a swimming pool, shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. Four, the development shall be served as part of an existing or extended Sussex County's sanitary sewer district in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. If upgrades in a pump station are required to service this development, then improvements shall be made by the developer at the developer's expense. Five, the development shall be served by public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Six, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements. Seven, site plan review shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Eight, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and specifications. The applicant shall submit as a part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 10, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 11, no structure shall exceed 42 feet in height. 12, a system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant and the location shall be shown on the final site plan. 13, there shall be sidewalks fronting all properties and on at least one side of each street within the development. 14, addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And 15, the developer will cooperate with the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs, concerning possible archaeological sites, and more specifically, the Avery's Rest archaeological site. And final approval, site plan approval shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1651 Jeff Hamer Oasis Properties Development LLC for the reasons conditions stipulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.